Welcome to Stimulus. I'm Tara Cleary. Today, what would Republican Jesus do? Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. But they've been hopeless at achieving the one thing they feverishly promised their constituents: repealing and replacing Obamacare. The Senate vote was called off a couple of days ago. Even President Trump has called the legislation mean. Hillary Clinton, I think quite accurately, said that if this bill passes, the GOP is the death party. And yet, all but one Republican of the nearly 300 in the House and Senate combined identify as Christian. And most of them are supporting a bill that will leave 22 million Americans without health insurance in the future. The probable outcome of that? Premature death for many, or if they're lucky, bankruptcy. I wondered how these so-called Christians can time and time again support draconian measures against the most vulnerable Americans, most of whom are working hard, sometimes 2-3 jobs, but they still can't make ends meet. So I thought, why don't I look at the book that should be informing these Republican decisions, the Bible. What would Jesus have done if he had behaved like Christian Republicans? Picture it. A calm afternoon in the middle of nowhere near the Sea of Galilee, around 2,000 years ago. Thousands of people are gathered to hear Jesus preach. But it was getting late and there wasn't much to eat. So Republican Jesus asked his disciples what food there was. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. But Republican Jesus said there wouldn't be any culinary miracles today. I mean, you have to feel for him. There was just no way to ascertain if these people had jobs or if they were just layabouts hoping for a free lunch. Nor could Republican Jesus and his disciples possibly put 5,000 people through a drug test to ensure they were worthy of a free meal. So he sent them all home hungry, and he and his Republican disciples feasted on fish and bread. That's how the story of the loaves and fishes would end if Trump's budget passes. It guts the food stamps program by billions of dollars. Staying in the Middle East, when Republican Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem one day, he happened upon 10 lepers who begged him to have pity on them. But not this Jesus. That would show weakness. After all, what would his Christian congressional buddies say if he gave these leeches free health care? And 22 million Americans will be facing a similar scenario if the Republican health care bill becomes law. Then there's a story that touches on quite a few issues. A woman was brought to the temple, accused of committing adultery. The punishment? Stoning to death. Harsh, yes, but this was 2,000 years ago. And of course, all the judges were men. Sort of like they are now. At least the band of privileged white men who secretly decided on women's health for the latest draft of the health care bill. So what do you think Republican Jesus would have done? He definitely would never have suggested that his fellow congressmen could ever sin, adultery or otherwise. Republican Jesus would have thrown the first stone. And to teach women a lesson, he would also support the continuous sabotage of women's right to abortion and their rights over their own bodies. He'd also remove birth control coverage from health insurance, which is likely to happen under Trump care if passed. So please, congressional Christian Republicans, don't act like you have Americans' best interests at heart, because that's fake. And don't claim to be Christian when everything you do in Congress just emphasizes that the grand old party is becoming the party of death. This is Stimulus. I'm Tara Cleary.